Hello, and welcome to the Crystal Lightworkers podcast to aid spirituality and well-being using crystals. My name is Jackie Winters, founder of the British Academy of Crystal Healing, and today I would like to talk to you about using crystals for heart disease. Hello everyone, and thank you for joining me today. So I'm going to investigate a little bit further on how we can use crystals to help people who have had heart problems, heart attacks, palpitations, all sorts of diseases of the heart with circulation as well. Did you know that according to the Centers for Diseases in the US, someone has a heart attack every 40 seconds? Every year, about 805,000 people in the US of A have a heart attack. And out of those, 605,000 are a first-time attack, meaning that 200,000 people are having repeat heart attacks. And this is where they haven't managed to balance or harmonize the condition within themselves, either with medication or with holistic healing. Now, here in the UK, according to the British Heart Foundation, heart and circulatory disease cause a quarter of all deaths in the UK. That's more than 160,000 deaths each year in the UK, which is actually an average of 460 deaths each day, or one every 3 minutes here in the UK. There are around 7.6 million people in the UK living with a heart or circulatory disease, 4 million men and 3.6 million women. My goodness, that's a lot, isn't it? So when you consider that heart disease is a large disease and affects many people, how can understanding this disease, and of course it's disease not being at ease in your heart zone, how can understanding it and using crystals help find the balance and harmony required to self-maintain, manage this disease, and promote a healthy heart? So let's take a look at what doctors say and combine it with the holistic approach. So according to the National Health Service, smoking is one of the major risk factors for coronary heart disease. Both nicotine and carbon monoxide from the smoke put a strain on the heart, making it work harder and faster, and it also increases your risk of having blood clots. Obesity, unhealthy diet, and physical inactivity, alcohol and drug abuse are all up there too in the risks leading to heart conditions. Other risk factors include high blood pressure, high LDL cholesterol, low HDL cholesterol, and high triglycerides and type 2 diabetes. So you can see these are all the physical things that happen with the heart. And in energy medicine, the body is the last place. It's the densest part of your whole being, your auric field. So things start in the emotional and mental level, and actually sometimes we come through with genetic imbalances that we need to look at as well, that come through in our DNA when we are born, so they're from our ancestors. So let's look at the metaphysical reasons for heart disease. And just a reminder here what metaphysical means. Meta means beyond, and obviously the physical. So it means anything beyond the physical that is affecting it. So according to JSJ, the heart and small intestine are connected to the attitude of overachieving. Someone who is trying too hard, or somebody who is pretending that all is well when in actual fact it's not. The heart can also be affected by what's often referred to as a bleeding heart. And this is when someone is loving with a neediness. They need to be needed. So they need to be loved and overly give of their time, their love, fussing over others in the hope that they will be loved for doing so. Or when they feel for others. That means basically empaths have the ability to do this. And an empath is somebody who can feel and sense what is happening within somebody else. And because they have that ability to deeply feel what others feel, they can end up absorbing the vibration of the emotion that someone else is feeling and take it straight into their heart. So one of the things we cover in depth on our diploma course is how empaths can protect themselves from not overly feeling, not being too sensitive to the energies from others. They're often called sensitive souls. So I know when I was little, people used to say to my mother, oh, she's such a sensitive little soul. I would cry for no reason because I could feel that somebody was upset, or I could sense that something wasn't right in the home environment before anybody had said anything. So I really had got a deep ability to sense what was happening. And both my children have inherited this too. So empaths can sense things that some other people cannot. And that vibration often goes directly into their heart and can cause damage. Heartache is another energetic emotion that links to this disease. This can feel like something you love or brings you security has been removed from your life, causing a void that can seem unbearable. So unbearable that your emotions become numb and it is too painful for you to feel. So the heart closes and you stop feeling. I have witnessed this within people when they start to exist and they have lost their soul, living a soulless life with no passion or love. And quite often you can see this in people's eyes when they're just existing instead of really feeling the joy of life and the passion of life and the happiness that's out there and the love of life. People who are too afraid to be open-hearted because they are afraid of being hurt, they are at risk of having heart disease. People who feel like all the joy has been squeezed out of their life. This is in particularly true where status, money, success, or indeed other people's needs override our own basic needs to feel love and joy. Rejection is another one that can create fear and avoid people from expressing their love and truly feeling. Because I often say to people, I love you. I mean it when I say it. I say it often because I genuinely feel love for other people. But sometimes when people say, I love you, they say it without the emotion behind it. And then it really has no meaning. It's flat. So when someone says, yes, I love you, and when someone says, I really love you, you can feel the difference, the emotion behind the words or just the words. So metaphysically, these are things that can energetically start to dense down into the physical form if they're not dealt with. If you have an overachieving attitude, if you try too hard, if you're not acknowledging your truth and you're pretending that all is well when it's not, if you have a need to be needed so you're overgiving of yourself, if you feel on behalf of others, a famous saying was, I feel for you. Don't do that. Don't do that. Empaths should not feel for others. Just, you know, try and feel what's in your own energy field. Heartache is another. And of course, people that are afraid of loving for fear of being hurt, and those that have had all of the joy squeezed out of their life or feel they have been rejected. Emotionally and mentally, these are contributions towards leading into dis-ease within the heart. And we know, of course, that all dis-ease is when you're not at ease. Finding a way to be at ease with yourself is really important. And that's where crystals come into their own. So mentally, the connections here with this disease are when we are too stressed and, as I've said previously, overapplying yourself, putting too much pressure on yourself from peers, workplace, and demanding relationships, again, can all contribute to heart disease. So how can you be self-sufficient in helping you find that balance and harmony within your own heart? First of all, start taking back the control and responsibility for your own well-being. This is an essential to starting on the road to recovery. And self-inquire. Do any of the physical, emotional, and mental imbalances that I've previously mentioned, do they apply to me before it's too late and it denses down onto my physical body? How am I being triggered? Who is triggering me? Am I being truthful with myself and others? So when we have altercations or when we have situations that are creating annoyance, frustration, all these feelings inside of us, we need to recognize what's triggering these feelings inside of us. I can remember a student once telling me about a man who she knew was in a relationship and he was 60 years of age. So he wasn't a young man, but having been a bachelor for many years, he had a few lady friends, but one in particular lady friend was very possessive and somehow talked him into marriage. And due to his inability to express his feelings and the sense of loss of freedom, he started to wither under the pressure of doing the right thing. This went on for quite some time until eventually he suggested that they wait a while before rushing into anything. But the pressures were too much for him, and eventually he had a heart attack where his heart constricted physically, and unfortunately he died from a heart attack. This is before they got married. Now the signs were there for him, but he was too afraid to speak up. And although he had warning signs of chest pains, he ignored them and unfortunately passed away. So being in tune with your emotions, use moonstone. Moonstone really does help you to recognize how you are feeling emotionally. It heightens your emotions, so to speak, so that you can feel more deeply. So if you're an empath, you may find that moonstone is a little bit too dramatic for you. And others may find that it helps you to flow with your emotions. Ruby is a good crystal to help you recognize your truth and light your fire, to help you have that passion in your life, you know, to have that love in your life, that feeling in your heart that life's good and I want to get out there and I want to really, really have a good time and light you up. And if you are one of these that are pretending that everything is okay and not acknowledging your own inner truth, then malachite, lapis lazuli, and sodalite are all really good crystals to help you acknowledge your own truth. Cavernsite is another crystal that I like working with, and that also helps you to recognize your truth. And it is very important to avoid damaging the heart and be brave enough, which is tiger's eye or bronzite, will help bring through that feeling of being brave enough to be able to live the life that it is you want to live rather than being manipulated by someone else to live the life that they want you to live instead of your own. I actually have someone very close to me who did have a heart attack back in 2019, my husband. For all that I'm into crystals, feel the energy of crystals, my husband, although he's a very kind, lovely man, he doesn't feel and sense the energy of crystals quite the same as I do. In fact, he doesn't feel the energy of the crystals, but doesn't dispute that they work. And he has witnessed the benefits of using crystals on horses, on animals and other people, but hasn't personally experienced it. So when he had his heart attack, there was emotions within him that he hadn't realized were potentially there. You know, he hadn't acted upon these emotions. He just stored them and carried on with his life accordingly. And when I asked him if he had any previous idea that, you know, there was something wrong with his heart, he said, no, absolutely not. So disease often happens below the surface of the mind. My husband is not overweight, he doesn't smoke, he's physically active, not overly active. Is he an overachiever? Well, yeah, he's quite competitive when he plays sport, but not to the extent that I would have thought it would have done him any damage. But he has got, or he did go through quite a period of his life where he was quite stressed with work. The general everyday strains and stresses of living in the society we've created over here in the UK. So when he had his heart attack, he did make some lifestyle changes and now usually ends up spending his day with horses, and that brings him a great deal of joy. So he's got the joy back in his life, where he feels like he'd had the joy sucked out of his life whilst he was standing in a shop waiting for customers, worrying about paying the bills, etc., etc., etc. Now he's made that lifestyle change into doing things that bring him pure joy, and the horse certainly does do that for him. He managed to wean himself off the medication that the doctors had provided and that were very needed at the time. But he looked to making changes in his diet and making changes in the way he thinks about the world, so that he has a more acceptance of things that are happening. And yeah, so he wears a clear quartz crystal every day that is around his neck and sits directly in front of his heart. And so far, touch wood, he hasn't had any more heart attacks or any more indications that he possibly is going to have a heart attack. So fingers crossed, all goes well for him. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because sometimes men or women that get lost in the outside world, in the world that we're living in, we don't have any realization that we've lost the joy in our heart. We just go into coping mode. And when we go into the mode of I'm coping, we lose the joy and we lose the enthusiasm and desires for life and possibly keep doing something that we don't enjoy doing. And that is damaging for the heart. It is really important that you learn to love yourself and reconnect with what brings you love and brings you joy. And I know when I started my journey with crystals, I had totally forgotten what brings me joy. I'd got really lost in the economical world. And so I started to journal. And when I was journaling, I realized that I was working out what brought me joy by working out what didn't bring me joy. So I would write down, well, I know I don't like that. And I know I don't like that. And I know I don't like that. So working with the crystals and recognizing that, you know, there are things that we have to let go of, the insecurity of not having money, wealth, status, food, all that kind of things. These are all fears that drive us to do things that maybe we wouldn't do if we felt internally secure. So internally secure, there are quite a few crystals that will help you start to feel more secure internally. Red jasper is very good, smoky quartz, hematite. These are all really good crystals. And one of my favorites, absolute favorites, is bloodstone. I love bloodstone. Bloodstone regulates your blood and is really good for helping you go with the flow of life. Feeling a richness of life is what bloodstone brings. Hematite is very good for the hemoglobin in the blood and gives you that ability to be here now and stop worrying about the future and relax into the now and enjoying the moment. I love hematite. So when you found that inner security, you need to find your inner love and your inner joy. And of course, rose quartz. What would we do without rose quartz? We love rose quartz. Rose quartz brings through a real wonderful nurturing energy to help you recognize what it is that you don't like and start focusing on what nurtures you, what brings you sustenance, what helps you to feel loved. Another crystal that is great for enhancing the joy in your life, of course, is orange calcite. I love orange calcite. It has a real joyous, fruity kind of energy. Like you get up in the morning and you're like, yes, what is the day going to bring me? I'm really looking forward to the day. And yeah, they're just the joy. Honey calcite is another good one as well, because that brings you contentment. It helps you feel contented rather than stretching, overachieving, you know, pushing yourself too hard to do things, to achieve too much. And usually whatever it is that you want to achieve has an emotion behind it. So if you want to achieve money, why do you want to achieve money? Is it you want to achieve money for security, for status, to buy nice things, to have nice things? They're all for a feeling. And when you recognize the feeling that it is that you're trying to achieve, then crystals will help you achieve that vibration internally, and you will automatically attract it because you become a magnet to that vibration and it comes to you. So if you've been hurt, emotionally hurt, and you're carrying that emotional hurt in your heart, rhodonite is a really, really good crystal to help find forgiveness. And the forgiveness is coming to help you release the hurt, not to sanction somebody else's actions. So rhodonite is an amazing crystal. Another crystal to help with forgiveness is dioptase. I loved green dioptase. It is an amazing crystal. It's quite rapid as well. So if it's a deep level of hurt and you are struggling to find that forgiveness, then maybe consider using dioptase, or aventurine is another crystal that will help. And if you are emotionally needy, then sunstone is an amazing crystal that will help you to balance yourself and find your own love. You will learn how to feel that love inside of you from sunstone. Release that neediness, that psychic connection to somebody else. I need you to do this for me. I need you to do that for me. I need you to love me. It releases all that. And sunstone helps you be the master of your own destiny and become more independent, but joyously independent, so that you can interact with others and own yourself. I love sunstone. So hopefully this podcast today has given you a little bit of an insight on how crystals can help with diseases of the heart, dis-ease. Remember, what you're trying to do is become at ease. So if you have any of those metaphysical connections that I have spoken about, maybe you want to bring in some crystals to see if they will help you realign yourself, rebalance yourself, and find that inner harmony and love yourself and live in the vibration of love. It feels amazing when you reconnect to it, and it's not that far away. So I hope you've enjoyed the podcast today. And if you'd like to join me on a shaman gathering or on a course, or would like a one-to-one with me, please don't hesitate to contact us. I can be contacted on jackie.winters@yahoo.co.uk. Or you can just have a wander onto our website, www.britishacademyofcrystalhealing.com. And on there, you will find lots of free advice, some videos, some classes to download if you want to do them, and hopefully help you on your journey with working more effectively with crystals. So have a good day, and thank you once again for joining me.